Welcome to the Recruiting Intel on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells, got Coach Dub. We're here to talk recruiting like we do every Tuesday afternoon. So make sure you don't miss any of it. Like this video and subscribe to the channel. Today, we got to talk about Texas going in home to see multiple highly rated running backs throughout the Southeast. Talk a little bit about Aledo wide receiver Caden Finley. He has set an announcement date after his official visits. We'll answer a couple questions. We've got a question and answer heading or going on right now over the Inside Texas members only board. So if you want some real insight on any question you might have, go sign up for Inside Texas. Come join the Q&A. But we'll talk about a couple of the good questions we got over there. Which three-star prospects Texas is interested in could turn into first rounders? And then also, who are some of the top edge prospects? But
Charlie is running that thing, and I'm running behind trying to help him out. Charlie is in charge. What? Charlie's in charge.
Hey,
that's the name of our next podcast. That's the name of our next YouTube show.
Yeah, let's
Charlie
do it.
In charge. I don't know how we just came up with that. Probably because I'm an effing genius.
Oh, man. Let's get going right into the running back talk. Justin, last night you posted that Texas was in home with Chad Scott to go see Jackson, Alabama's Xavier Correll, number two running back, five-star by every service. And this is one where Texas is going to have a tough battle with Alabama, but they're going punch for punch with the Crimson Tide and working to get Correll into the Longhorns 2026 class.
Everyone wants to know who's the other running back. And they don't even have a running back committed yet. But everyone wants to know, well, who's the other running back?
Yeah.
And we're obviously referring to Carthage four-star on three industry ranking, I think number three tailback in the country, KJ Edwards. Him and Texas are in a great spot. I don't see that changing right now. So who's the other one? Well, Mari Latimer, Tyrone Georgia, Sandy Creek, they love him. Derek Cooper, they just came back from Austin, what, a week ago, two weekends ago? And they're actually going to do an in-home with his family on Thursday night. We just reported that at Inside Texas. I don't know if I put that in this post this morning or not. So Chad Scott's going to be hanging with Mr. Cooper on Thursday. But, yeah, Xavier Correll, here's the thing. There's some confidence with the UT staff right now with Correll. Something I hadn't really seen in the last 4, 5, 6 months. We all have kind of prefaced his recruitment by saying it's going to be tough pulling him out of home because he's got Bama and he's got Auburn, and he grew up on both of them. He likes, loves both of them. That one's going to be tough. After talking to a source last night after that visit with Crowell, they feel like Texas, it's Texas and Bama. They think it's going to be a Texas-Alabama race, and they fully admitted Bama probably leads right now. They had a really big head start, and so they probably lead right now. But Texas is viewing Crowell the same way they view Cooper and Latimer and some of these other guys. They want that guy in the class. Just because he's leaning Bama does not mean anything. Crowell is still set to see Texas in early June. They may even change KJ Edwards' OV as well. He was set to come in, I believe, June 6th to 8th. They're going to try to push that back to June 20th, 22nd. I'm just now thinking about this out loud. This is something I probably should have already reported. But trying to recap all these things with running backs. They hung out with Xavier Correll last night. They think Texas feels like they are squarely in that one. They know Bama's going to be the one. Bama gets the last OV. We kind of know how that transpires. I think he's a July decision. But Texas it feels good there. And then Derek Cooper. Yeah, there Sports Talks Jay's got it. Like Derek Cooper, go watch him run track at his size. He's not Adrian Peterson because no one is. He was a mutant alien from another planet. But this kid is big, he's long, and can run. And if you ever watch AP on the track, he won gold 4 years in a row as a freshman. He started as a freshman. And so Cooper has that. Cooper has that, and I'll say this. I don't know who's going to be joining KJ Edwards in this class, but it's going to be a good one. And I think Texas will be happy, and I think fans are going to be ecstatic.
Another good question, good comment from Sports Talk, Jay. Maybe, Charlie, you can speak with this. I heard Marshall Falk, who's on staff at Colorado, made a big impression on KJ Edwards. You actually have a little bit of intel on that. Oh, the mute button got him this time.
Yeah, I'm actually putting that together right now. I think
I spoke to KJ.
KJ and other guys who are on campus to kind of meet some NFL legends. I think that's where it stopped, though, right? I mean, it's all cool. You're seeing a guy that you watch growing up idolizing on TV, Marshall Faulk, Deion Sanders, whoever else they – Warren Sapp, whoever else they have on staff. But at the end of the day, I think that's all it was. It was pretty cool meeting those guys, right? And so, yeah, I'm sure he made an impression. Everybody can get to see their childhood star to idolize. But other than that, you know, a great visit just seeing those guys. That's pretty much where it stops.
When I met Marshall Faulk, he made a big impression on me.
I was about to say, those are his San Diego State.
That dude was insane in college. Like, nobody was talking about San Diego State until Marshall Faulk came around. He's incredible. At the end of the day, KJ Edwards is not going to Colorado.
Your age and yourself.
Neither is Felix Ojo.
You're aging yourself by saying Marshall Faulk was a childhood star for KJ Edwards. I think that may have been a little bit after. That was my childhood star.
Marshall was probably a little before KJ.
He had to be super young. When did he stop playing? 2005, 6, maybe?
Something like that.
Probably with the Colts, made his hay with the Rams, won a Super Bowl, went to another. Was probably the first guy that I can remember being an absolute weapon in the pass game as a tailback.
That's true.
Running backs always caught the ball. Walter Payton was really good about catching the football out of the backfield. Marshall Faulk turned it into another weapon. They made an impression on KJ Edwards because it's a good time in Boulder right now.
Definitely.
But KJ's not going to college to have a good time, guys. He's going to college to get ready for the NFL.
I don't think KJ Edwards was alive when Marshall Faulk retired. So, retired in 2005. So,
but you know, Deion doesn't understand that. Deion, these are Deion's buddies. Hey, they talked to the D lineman, talked to Warren Sapp, and they got to figure out who Warren Sapp is first. Now, Warren Sapp was an absolute beast. He was an animal. Yeah. Your parents know Warren Sapp. These D linemen don't.
They don't.
These D linemen, you need to start talking about Alabama and Georgia in the mid 2010s. Those are the ones these kids grew up watching.
Dang, Chris. Exactly.
And LSU. Yeah.
So, Texas, Chad Scott in good position to go see, or obviously went to go see top targets, going to go see some more top targets.
Making the rounds out of state.
We got to talk a little bit more about an in state guy this time. That's Caden Finley. He has set his announcement date July 4th, correct, Justin? But Charlie, you've kind of been on this one, and this is going to be a really close race for Texas because Notre Dame is putting the full blitz on Caden Finley, and Finley likes what he's heard a lot from the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, the Fighting Irish. I mean, they're definitely trying to plant their flag in the state of Texas here. But it's been that way for a while since I saw him back in February. I want to say it's been a Notre Dame race, and so that's continuing on July 4th. You know, I know Notre Dame has confidence. Texas has confidence. We'll see, you know, where he commits to come July 4th. But, you know, you got your legacy on one side, and you got, do you want to make your own path, you know, going up north, you know, if you want to play in the rain and the cold and, you know, all that good stuff. But Notre Dame's definitely making a push, you know, like I said, in the state of Texas. And so we'll see what happens on July 4th. I think it'll come down to the wire. It could come down to that day, that morning he wakes up and says, okay, where am I going?
Charlie, yes or no? No matter where he picks on July 4th, Texas isn't going to let up.
Oh, I'm definitely not. You're going to keep swinging. It doesn't matter until December when the pen hits the paper.
They're not worried, guys.
You know, I'm not going to tell you that because last 4th of July barbecue I went to didn't work out so well.
Oh, man.
Look, Charlie, trust me, there was a pattern of those over the last decade, and it's probably why Eric has PTSD when he sees fireworks. Like, he just instantly starts thinking about decommitments and flips, and like it's a twitch. It's terrible. But yes, Texas, no matter, look, I think Notre Dame has the momentum right now, but they still have to go through these OVs. Texas gets that last OV, and even if he picks the Irish on July 4th, if I was picking an RPM right now, I'd probably put it in for the Irish right now. Even if he does, Texas is going to continue to push.
One of the interesting things that when it comes down to Notre Dame offensive recruiting is their quarterback situation is so much better than it used to be in recent years. CJ Carr was a highly touted prospect. Lloyd's grandson, not going to Michigan, going to Notre Dame. And they've done some good stuff in the most recent signing classes too. So that used to probably be seen as a governor on that offense, aside from the weather. aside from just what Brian Kelly could recruit with big linemen and big tight ends. But now they're just starting to get a little bit better quarterback play. You saw that different style with Riley Leonard, wasn't a passer. But that's something that helps. Again, Texas is going to have Arch and Trey Owens, KJ Lacy. But I think one of the reasons why Notre Dame may be able to find a little bit better prospect when it comes to wide receivers, not just because of the effort Marcus Freeman puts in, but because they've elevated the quarterback play in South Bend by a good amount, or at least the quarterback
talent. And they have a type. Notre Dame has a type. And it's kind of like Jaden Greathouse. There's a lot of Greathouse in Finley's game. So there's a type there. And plus, Notre Dame hits home with guys post-career. It's not always about the NFL. Right. That's the biggest thing. But with Notre Dame, it's also the brand. It's also a number of other things. And I think that's why, you know, Notre Dame's never going to have a problem getting running backs or offensive linemen.
Right.
I mean, that's where you go.
They keep
that. Point blank. If you're not going to Texas or Ohio State, you probably should be going to Notre Dame if you're doing one of those two things. The wide receivers are coming around, but I think they have a type. And I think Finley fits that type. Just like Javion Osborne, Charlie and I's guy from Forney. He's a type and he fits. He is going to be fantastic in South Bend.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, that is Roback. There's only one way to describe Roback: best fit, best feel. For those who aren't familiar with Roback, they are completely changing the game with their incredibly comfortable activewear. Roback has released so many items within their new licensed game day collection, and it's our favorite. With novel polo designs and clean hoodie and Q-zip designs from some of your favorite schools like Texas, it's definitely worth checking out. Nobody else on the market is pairing these level of custom designs with this quality of activewear. Roback's everyday shorts or their Delta Performance pants are the perfect pairing as well. Both are super comfortable, have an elastic waistband and great fabric that's made to have the appearance of a nice short look, but the comfort for a day on the move. Roback has also been proudly leading the NIL charge, having signed partnerships with multiple college football stars like Quinn Ewers. They are becoming the go-to brand for college athletes across the country. Use the code TEXAS20 on Roback.com for a generous 20% off for all new customers through the end of this week. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com and 20% off all performance polos, shorts, and more with TEXAS20. We'll keep going. We were hosting a question and answer, recruiting question and answer over on the members board on Inside Texas. So if you've not done that yet, come join us.
Come see us, because Charlie compared Travis Hunter and Jalen Lott. And so it's must read material. So if you haven't signed up, I'm telling you, it's a party.
It's at Inside Texas.
It's a good thing. Jalen Lott, not a 3-star. He has earned some great status, great accolades over the course of his prep career. But there are still prospects with 3-star rankings to their name. And one of the good questions over on the board was, which 3-star that Texas is interested in could maybe end up turning into a first rounder? And Charlie, I liked yours. You went with a big boy for your primary option.
Yeah, Mr. Nicholas Robertson. Ever since I saw his film, man, I was like, okay, this is a guy. Forget his ranking. This guy's a straight mauler. I think he's, when he gets to Texas, since he's already committed, man, he's going to be one of those guys that people are talking about in the draft. Started as a 3-star, should have been a 4-star maybe. It's going to get drafted high because he just has raw brute strength and he can move people off the line. With Texas going to a gap scheme, any 3-tech, any 1-tech, look out, because he's coming right over you, right? And so that was my guy. But since, you know, he's committed already, the other guy I had was Jaheim Riley. I know Texas is on him. So ever since he decommitted from Houston, he's another one, a safety out of Austin, right in the backyard. So I think he's another talented guy who has the same trainer as Michael Taft, Andrew Makuba, and Jadae Barron, right? So he's getting some of that same teaching, some of the same training. He'll be prepared when he steps on campus. You know, despite his ranking, I think he's another guy that could soar to the top.
I really like Riley. I took notice of the fact that when he was offered, Kinodo Hudson was the guy he tagged. Maybe that indicates they view him as a versatile guy. They want versatility in all their defensive backs. You could have read that on Inside Texas yesterday, but this is someone that they may see in a certain spot. Justin, I think Charlie may have grabbed yours, but do you have another one that fits the bill?
Yeah, Charlie nailed that one. I also added Jaheim Riley, completely following Charlie's lead. I stole that one from him. I'll admit it. I still love Isaiah Williams, and I know Texas has basically kind of moved on from him. That's the Fort Bend Marshall kid. he's going to crack skulls to the next level, and he's going to do it somewhere. Probably not going to be Texas, but he's going to do it somewhere. He's the kind of guy that winds up going in the fifth round of an NFL draft and playing 6 or 7 years in the league, because that kid is just tough. He is tough. Him and Caleb Chester getting to watch those two last year. Dude, yeah. Isaiah can play. But, again, probably not on the Texas radar. Another guy that was offered a while back and they haven't really connected with a lot, but I love, is a three-star defensive lineman out of North Carolina, Damod Lewis. That kid, if you watched, first time we watched him when he was offered, I was kind of wowed. And then I went back and saw he was a three-star. I thought that was kind of unique. But it, really, Charlie got it. It's Jaheim Riley and Nicholas Robertson. If Robertson gets down to that functional mass, he's going to be a dude. Like, he's way too strong, way too powerful, and way too motivated. And so, yeah, I follow Charlie's lead on that one.
Big fan of both those guys. One of those guys is already committed to Texas, and the other one, what is it, Texas Tech, Texas, and who's the other visit on Riley's schedule?
Houston.
U of H.
Yeah.
Well, he was committed there for a minute.
I think he still plans to take an official visit there, but that's who Texas is competing with. One of the other good questions.
Know. He could recommit to Houston, Jared Curtis style.
Yeah.
You never know.
Oh, man. One last question that we grabbed from the Inside Texas message board. Who are some of the top edge targets? This is one of those situations where they're going all over the country to find the next Colin Simmons, the next Trey Moore, although he's moving around a little bit, the next Ethan Burke. And I have a preference, but Justin, where do you see Texas really putting some of their focus in when it comes to edge?
You said it, Joe. They are going countrywide, nationwide, everywhere, looking for only the best. They have probably the best edge room in the country right now. From freshmen to sophomores to juniors, like it's just stacked. You know, Trey Moore at senior. I mean, they're loaded. So they're going to be picky in this class. They're going only for the best, and they've got something to sell. Like, I think the biggest thing is Jerelyn McCoy. I think that would be the biggest get for Texas right now. I know there's a couple guys higher rated. I think Jerelyn McCoy is a natural fit. Getting to see him in person a couple weeks ago really solidified that. He is legit 6'6". Tupelo, Mississippi native. They're battling Bama and LSU and Ole Miss for that kid. But Jerelyn is the guy that I think, that it seems about every once a month they're gaining with him. And we've seen those patterns. And so I love Jerelyn McCoy. I'm a big Richard Wesley fan. I know he's trending Oregon right now, but that kid does not look like he's 16 years old.
Yeah.
Not look like he's reclassified. We see reclassified kids and think, man, you really do need another year of strength and conditioning. Not with this dude. He was fantastic at the Under Armour event in California this last weekend. My boy Max Torres got to hang out with him. That's an Oregon kid right now, but Texas isn't going to let up, and they still have the Colin Simmons factor. That's actually what really enticed Wesley when he took his unofficial in April, and he'll be back in June for his OV. Then you got the next tier, and I think these are guys that Texas likes, but they're just kind of – we're going to get clarity after the official visit season. Yeah. I really think that's when things are going to start to sort out. You got Dre Quinn. You got Jake Kroll. I love Luke Waifel. I think I love that guy. Watch him play basketball. That's a dude, okay? Yeah. That's an absolute athlete right there. You got the IMG kid, like I said, Jake Kroll. You got a couple in-state kids that they're kind of pittering, partering around with a little bit. You got KJ Ford and Jamarian Carlton. I don't see those two in this class for Texas. And I know that sounds strange being those are the two of the highest rated edges. But honestly, Landon Barnes, opposite KJ Ford, to me is a better edge prospect. He just picked up an offer from edge coach Lau and Clark last week when he was in Duncanville. So if we're looking in state, I think Barnes would be your floor. I think your ceilings, Jerelyn McCoy, Dre Quinn, Richard Wesley, guys like that. And I think they're only going to take a couple. This is not going to be a position with high numbers. I think they might take two, possibly three, if it's like a potential impact guy.
Charlie, even though we talked about how they're going all over the country, there's still some storylines to follow close to home, not just up I-35, but also up in the Metroplex too.
Look, man, there's so many kids here. Just in DFW area. Look, and I'll say this. Coach Kenny Baker and Coach Lallen Clark are making their name known here in DFW. You're getting coaches already saying, hey, man, he's one of us. He's one of our guys. And just after meeting these coaches, right? And so they're making a headway in Dallas-Fort Worth, man. I think it's going to continue to grow. And I think that the pipeline that they're building here, especially with the likes of Brandon Tucker, one of the top trainers here, you got some 2026 and 2027 guys and Zane Rowe and a ton of others who are just coming up, right? And so I think that the future is very, very bright. The edge position for Texas just going forward. Coach Kennebake and Coach Lyle Clark are doing a great job here. So I think just overall, be patient, give it some time. We're going to get the right guys on the edge. And as you see, when they get here, they're going to be developed. So I think it's just one of those things. Throw a bunch of names out there. Give me a guy like Landon Barnes any day of the week, and we're good.
That's who. Joe, I mean, real quick, Charlie, Bryce Perry Wright, he's labeled as an edge.
Yeah.
What do you think? I've seen his frame. Is that a D lineman?
You know, he has a frame. What's the kid's name? Oh, my God. Is it more like Dre Bledsoe where he's like –
Yes, there's Dre Bledsoe without the athleticism.
Yeah. Right, without the athleticism. That's what a similar build to me. So it depends he's on how much thicker. Weight can he add.
I think he's thicker.
Even thicker. Yeah, how much weight can he add to be maybe a three-tech? I don't think he'd end up being a pure edge guy, but I think he'd be – I think he can grow to a three-tech, honestly. It just depends on how much weight you can put on him and muscle mass.
That's a Buford, Georgia guy that Texas has their eyes on, whether it be edge or D-line. Jarelyn McCoy is listed at D-line, but he is an edge target. Edge. Just a little clarity on a couple other names.
Always good intel. Make sure you head to Inside Texas. We're still running that question and answer over on the members only board. Those are a couple that we got. We got a lot more for y'all. You guys got to get back to it, so we appreciate it. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel. And, of course, like I mentioned, head to InsideTexas.com. So, Justin, thank you so much. Charlie, thank you. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.